This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, and you can join us on the radio waves. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the show. Although last night I mentioned sort of the old media businesses, the old guard. We've been talking a lot about the banks, for instance. Jamie Dimon occupied the majority of the time on the show. I think last night the CEO of Chase Bank, who was on the attack against Bitcoin, and similarly a lot of other old...
He also bought a bunch of Bitcoin.
Did he?
That's the story.
Yep.
Okay. I'd heard rumors about that. I don't know how you prove that Jamie Dimon is buying Bitcoin. How do you
drive the price down and buy the Bitcoin, right?
But how do you prove that he bought Bitcoin?
I don't know.
Did he admit to buying Bitcoin? Because he doesn't seem like the kind of person who would.
It was on Chase's books, and they're going to report it, which defeats the purpose of crypto, but whatever.
So somebody at Chase bought Bitcoin doesn't necessarily mean that Jamie Dimon ordered
that
to happen.
A teller isn't deciding to buy
Investor. It's some investor, right? Like some executive type, somebody higher up.
It is
tellers,
telling
obviously.
That his bank, for whom he speaks, the CEO is the outward-facing face of an organization. The bank for which he speaks has decided to buy Bitcoin.
Gotcha. So if you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to. Anyway, beyond the banking thing, I was just giving that as an example of another industry that's having a tough time. Also, other industries that are having a tough time in the internet age here in the 21st century include transportation business, where you've got taxi companies that are fighting tooth and nail against the innovators like Uber and Lyft, folks that are a little more decentralized than the standard bearers in the industry. Although still they are centralized corporations, Uber and Lyft, they have an office somewhere, and there are corporations and CEOs and all of that. It's just that their business model is more decentralized. They don't have employees. And the taxi cabs are mad. The taxi industry, in some countries, some of the taxi drivers are actually physically attacking Uber drivers and Uber cars, for instance. So it's interesting watching the old ways dying out or struggling to stay relevant.
Taxi cab drivers really can't claim to be have the same sort of licensure and professional training that truck drivers, for instance, have, right? So you said transportation. First thing I thought of was truck drivers, and I thought, that'd be a really terrible idea to create a app for ride-sharing for truck drivers. This is awful.
Of course, truckers, our professional drivers, are going to be disrupted by robots, robotic trucks that would be able to auto-drive themselves from coast to coast.
Seems like that's probably coming down the pike.
It's being developed as we speak. And then we go back into the world of media where, according to Variety, cord cutters are going to top 22 million adults in the United States by the end of 2017. This is from Variety.com's Todd Spangler, where winter is here, he writes, for cable and satellite television operators. This published just last week. American consumers are canceling traditional pay TV service at a much faster rate than previously expected, according to research firm eMarketer.
Faster than expected, all right.
Yeah, well, they know it's going to happen, but it's happening faster. In 2017, a total of 22.2 million U.S. adults will have cut the cord on cable, satellite, or telco television service to date, up 33%.
Okay.
Correct. So that's the total. That's a cumulative total of all the people who had at one point television or satellite cable television or satellite packages and have cut it out completely. And that's up 33% from 16.7 million just last year in 2016. That's a pretty big jump.
Hold on. One year, so that's not to date. That's for 1 year.
No. It's a total of 22.2 million U.S. adults to date. Okay. And that's the estimate for the end of 2017. So by the end of this year, they're saying it looks like 22.2 million people will have
cut. And that's up 33% since 2016.
Correct.
With the 16 million.
Correct. 2016, it was 16.7 million had cut there. Again, in total, over all time, had cut off and not resubscribed to some other service, right? So you don't. This doesn't count people who canceled cable and then got satellite. This is people who have canceled cable or canceled satellite and replaced it with nothing.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
I am.
And by replace it with nothing, I mean I got Amazon Prime. I don't have Netflix.
Yeah.
But I don't have a cable service.
No, a traditional monthly that you pay for of channels delivered live.
I found out with my in-laws being dealing with the hurricane and stuff like that, we found out their bill, it's three figures.
For cable?
Cable.
That's not uncommon.
Yeah, cable is stupid. Why would anyone do
it? It's stunning to me. I never paid.
And when you say three figures, you mean like 110 or 150 or?
I don't want to speak out of turn.
Per month.
I think it was like $200.
Wow. So were they getting all the HBO and Showtime?
I don't know. I never got anything, but like I was only able to separate myself with enough money for like the basic service. Whatever, you turn it on, lights flash on the thing. That's good enough for me.
I mean, if you're going to drop $200, you can go on the internet and watch whatever you want for
you
a
sure
month
could.
For $200.
No doubt about it.
That includes the internet, by the way.
Oh, that includes internet. Okay. Well, anyway, it's not uncommon, Mark, for people buying.
It includes the worst internet I've ever used at a domicile. It wasn't Thailand.
That said, though, Mark, it's not uncommon for people with cable television to pay more than $100 a month for cable television.
I'll take your word for it.
Anyway, going on here. Meanwhile, the number of cord nevers, that is, consumers who have never subscribed to pay television, that's me. Since I've been out of my parents' house, I've never once had cable television.
You had a lot of cable internet.
That's not what we're talking about.
I know. I'm asking questions here. That is a statement. That is nothing else. You had a lot of cable internet. Didn't they always pressure you for the package? For $10 more, we'll give you, this stuff.
I mean, they probably asked, but I wouldn't
say
they.
You wouldn't do it for the $10, even.
I don't remember what the price differential was, but I don't watch television. So
I've had
why would
that
I,
offer
why
made to me when I said no thanks. They're like, come on, we'll give you, this 25 channels or something for $10. Then you're like, 25 channels, all right.
No. Yeah. Ah, see, I don't watch TV, so it's never been attractive to me. Anyway, the number of cord nevers will rise 5.8% this year to 34.4 million. So there are more people in the United States, 34.4 million of them this year, total, who've never had pay television.
It's a lot of Amish.
Never had, satellite or cable TV. That's more, almost like 50% more than the number of adults who have cut the cord. So you're talking about a total of over 50 million, 55 million people in the United States who, at the end of this year, will not be subscribers to live-delivered cable television or satellite TV. That's a huge chunk of the American adult population.
And it keeps on coming.
Younger audiences continue to switch to either exclusively watching over-the-top video. I don't know what over-the-top video is. I presume that's like Netflix or whatever. Or watching them in combination with free TV options, says Chris Benston, a senior forecasting analyst at eMarketer, saying, quote, even last year, the Olympics and the U.S. presidential election could not prevent younger audiences from abandoning pay television, unquote. Overall, 196.3 million U.S. adults will have traditional pay TV, that is, cable, satellite, or telco, this year, which is down 2.4% compared with 2016, and by 2021, that will drop to 181.7 million, a decline of nearly 10% from 2016. The number of pay TV viewers 55 and older will continue to rise over the next 4 years, while for every other age cohort, the subscriber tallies will decline. And you're seeing similar things with newspapers. Younger people, good luck finding somebody under the age of 40 with a newspaper in their hand. Go around to the coffee shops or wherever downtown and Look around. See if you can find somebody sitting there who's under the age of 40 looking at a newspaper.
Seems likely.
Good luck with that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And ironically, the New York Times has a detailed article about the decline of the magazine industry, which, of course, the New York Times itself has been one of the struggling institutions.
I think it has its own magazine.
The paper business. You can share your thoughts on the slow death of old media, and you can take control of the airwaves as well. Free Talk Live.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. of you out there listening are still cable television subscribers. And do you find that your viewing habits have changed? Like, even if you are still subscribing to cable television or satellite television, are you watching it as often as you once were? They've got some numbers about that coming up here, too, in the study from eMarketer. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Because a lot of people are changing their habits. You know, the whole DVR revolution, or whatever you want to call it, from more than a decade or two, I don't know how long it's been, 15 years, 20 years ago, whenever the first DVRs came out, the digital video recorders, that made it easy for people to record their favorite shows and then play them back when they wanted. That was kind of like the beginning of this whole on-demand programming thing that's happening now, where, you know, if you have the Hulu or Netflix or Amazon Prime, you just go in and you get whatever show you want whenever you want it. You don't have to set an alarm for, you know, 8 o'clock at night when the whole family's got to sit down and watch, what was it, TGIF? Isn't that what they called it on Fridays, ABC?
I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, things have changed.
But why would you plan your life around that, even if that was the only option? Because before internet had TV, I just didn't have TV at all.
Well, you're an unusual case in that particular case. I mean, I was like that as well. So you and I are two of the people that they called cord nevers, meaning that we never subscribed to cable television. But obviously we're in the very small minority at this point, although the numbers are starting to shift.
I mean, like, how ridiculous of a statement is that? Oh, can you do something at 7 o'clock? No, I have to watch
this
show.
Television. But that's, well, it seems ridiculous to you, but that's kind of the way things had been in the United States for a long time. I mean, people get very attached to their favorite shows, right? Like Daryl, who's not on the show tonight, he is in love with the Game of Thrones, the HBO series, and he will watch it as soon as it becomes available for him to watch. Now, he doesn't have the actual HBO Live subscription because we don't have any kind of cable here, but you know, people who are fanatics about their favorite show are going to do what they call in the radio business appointment listen, or in this case appointment watch, where you literally do schedule your night around watching some sort of television program. And it seems foreign to you because you've just never lived that way. But that's the way a lot of Americans, and probably people around the world, at least in the recent past, had lived, where they get off work and then they have their favorite show that's going to be on at a certain time, and if they can't be there for it, if something else is more pressing that they have to do, then they have the old VCR that they would set to record that show. I mean, that's how it was. So things have changed, and we're going through some of those numbers here. You can share your thoughts on how media consumption has been shifting over the last couple of decades. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I want you to know about how you can help build a better financial system for everyone. It's Dash. You can join Dash there. Digital cash. That's what Dash stands for. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private and easy. Fees are low and transactions are quick and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, so go to Dash.org and find out why. So I got more information here from this eMarketer study about the numbers of cord cutters and cord nevers. That is, people who are cord cutters are the people who at one time in their adult life did pay for pay television, like cable or satellite, for instance, and now do not. They've cut it out completely from their budget. And then there's cord nevers, people like me who in their entire adult life have never subscribed to
right.
pay television.
I'm a cutter, you're a never.
Correct. And Melanie is also a never.
Yes.
Correct.
Young
all right,
folks.
So we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. We get more of the details from the study, but Stefan is on the line in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
Yes, I would like to comment on why I think things like TV are dying and maybe newspapers. I think it's because those are very controlled forms of media. Unlike the internet, for example, where you can publish your thoughts freely and nobody can tell you you can't, a cable provider doesn't have to host your channel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And, you know, I can go on YouTube, for example, and I can make a video expressing my opinions and trying to share my information with people, and people can choose to search for my video. They can also choose to search for videos of other people's opinions. But, you know, if you turn on the TV and nobody's talking about what you want to hear, what you want to know about, you're pretty much out of luck.
Yeah, there's the old saying, you've got 400 channels, but nothing's on, right?
Yeah, that's something my parents used to say when we got satellite, and literally half the channels were just like music channels. But what I called in to talk about was
behind that statement was, despite all the programming that's going on, not you know, excluding the music channels, you still have a couple hundred television channels. The idea was that despite all of that programming that was available in any one moment, there was very rarely anything that would actually be of interest to the person who wanted to watch something. And so you always had people flipping through the channels back in the day when, you know, they just wanted to find something that was interesting. They just flip, and it was...
And that's what probably made the internet so appealing to a lot of people, was just the fact that it was a free and open platform that we could all use to exchange ideas. You know, if you like a YouTube channel, for example, that does video games or music or whatever, you can subscribe to that and get a hold of it, whereas with TV, they have these packages where they're like, oh, buy our package and you get all these channels that you may or may not watch anyway.
Right, whereas on a platform like YouTube, you can completely customize your viewing experience. You can subscribe to the channels that you enjoy, and then they show you the, you know, the new videos that are on those channels. I mean, it's such a different paradigm, and it's interesting to look at what it means to be a star now, right? So, like, on television, people had their favorite actors, and, you know, their actors would be in the shows that they like, and then they move on to other shows or whatever, and we still have that. I mean, there are still television shows that are produced, and, you know, the Game of Thrones, for instance, is a multi, probably million, $100 million show. I don't know how much they put into it, but, you know, HBO puts a lot of money into their series production. So you still have stars on television. We're in this crossover phase. But the YouTubers are also stars in their own right. I mean, you take somebody like PewDiePie, for instance.
I heard the name because, I don't know, he apologized for something.
Channel. He's the number one channel. At least he was last year. I don't know if he still is, but he was the number one channel.
He still is.
Yeah, and all he does is play video games. And reacts to them, you know. He does silly things or whatever. I've seen clips of him. I've never actually watched anything on his channel. But
I've heard my son watching
these videos.
There was a
South Park episode about him. I thought he was fake when I saw the South Park episode, but apparently he's a real person.
Yep, he's a real person.
That just seems too ridiculous.
Who really makes a living from playing video games? And of course, go ahead.
Sorry, but the way the TV, I will say there's a bit of a pushback from, you know, the companies that own these TV channels, because now there are services like, I'm not sure if you've heard of Sling or PlayStation View, I think it's called PS View or something, where they offer channels on the internet, and that's kind of the pushback they're trying to give to try to stay competitive.
Actually, the article does get into that here in a little bit. Stefan, if you want to share more, you're welcome to. We'll continue, because, you know, he's a young guy. Stefan, I think he's like 18, 19 years old. You get in the perspective of somebody who, you know, they didn't even grow up with cable television, a lot of the younger folks today. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in toll-free. You bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. We're talking about the old media and the struggling old media, in fact. Not just cable television, we can talk about the magazine industry coming up here tonight, and you are welcome to share your thoughts with us on the changing face of the industries out there that, you know, people still want to be entertained, they still want to watch stuff and listen to stuff and read things, but the way they're getting that entertainment, the way they're getting that information or news or, you know, the delivery systems are changing right in front of our eyes, and much to the chagrin of a lot of these old media companies that have billions of dollars invested in their old business, that they would like to stay, you know, they'd like it to stay the same. They'd like to keep making money hand over fist, but the Internet's been the game changer here, and we'll talk more about that coming up here. Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. You can mine Bitcoin, by the way, over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the cost, the constant equipment upgrades, and the maintenance that you need to do if you're a miner. If you want to get into mining, you know, the old way is that you've got to be a technical wizard, but not now, not over at pool.bitcoin.com. Now you can let the experts do the work for you, but the experts still need to have some money invested in order to buy that equipment and to do that maintenance, but they'll handle all of that. You just put some Bitcoin in, and you can use their calculator tool at pool.bitcoin.com, which will help you estimate what you could possibly make based on what you put into it. So head over to pool.bitcoin.com. And you can get started Bitcoin mining, as Mark and I both do, at pool.bitcoin.com. It's up to you. Do you want to Bitcoin? Do you want to mine the Bitcoin Core or the new Bitcoin Cash? It is a choice that you can make at pool.bitcoin.com. Stefan is on the line with us here. Stefan, did you? You're a younger guy, like what, 18, 19 years old?
19, yeah.
So, you know, what, did you grow up with any of these old media systems? Did your parents have cable television as you were growing up?
Well, I came from a household that didn't have a lot of money, so believe it or not, when I was like 9 or 10 years old, we were stuck on over-the-air before they shut it down. I'm not talking like the over-the-air signals we have now.
What year was this?
Around 2008.
Okay.
2008, we would watch over-the-air on like this tiny little tube TV because we didn't have an antenna for the bigger one.
Wow.
You had to actually fiddle with the knobs in order to get the picture to come in.
All right, that's funny. A lot of people your age probably have not had that experience at all.
It was hell, and they should be thankful they didn't. But, you know, I watched TV after that for a very long time, but because I didn't have my own computer until way later, so I couldn't just, like, selectively go on the Internet. We had one computer, and they'd be like, you get 10 minutes, and that's it. But I think the reason people are moving away is what I said before. People are finding that they can discover their own media. And what these companies should be doing is not complaining that, you know, the TV market is dying. They should be moving their focus to the online sector.
Well, and as you pointed out, some of them are doing that. There are these other, what they call over the top. And I took a guess at what that might have meant earlier. And I did actually pull up a definition here from Digiday.com. It basically does mean delivery of film and television content via the Internet without requiring users to subscribe to a traditional cable or satellite pay TV service like Comcast or Time Warner. So, yeah, any kind of Netflix, Hulu, any other delivery system that's not the traditional live channels over cable or satellite is considered over the top.
Things like Sling and PlayStation View, and I think YouTube is doing it now, will actually stream the channel in real time.
Right.
And, you know,
and charge you a lot less for it, too, right? I'm looking at the Sling thing here. It's Sling.com, and they're saying they've got services starting at $20 a month. Now, I don't know how many channels you get for that, but
You get to, with Sling, you get to pick a lot of your own channels. You can put together a custom package,
That's what people have been asking for forever.
Yeah, for a long time. And it's not just the cable companies that don't want to give it to them. The channels didn't want to give it to them either.
Hey, thanks for the call, Stefan. I appreciate your input here tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Livewire. He's on the line listening to WGSO in New Orleans. Hello, Livewire.
How you doing, sir? I'm 51 years of age. I'm a registered Republican. I think President Trump is doing an awesome job. And speaking of media that is no longer necessary or in use, like the magazines, obviously time passed. Part of the draw was all of the photographs, you know. Not everybody had a photograph, or rather had a camera on their person as we do nowadays. Pretty much anybody with a phone has a camera on the phone. So, you know, back before cameras were so prevalent and even the cell phone was even prevalent, the only way to really get a good media read and whatever you choose, you know, you could go into astronomy, you could go into other sciences, you know, medical, whatever, and find that in the newspaper, I mean, rather in the magazine racks at the stores, but certainly the Internet has made it all the more readily accessible to choose whatever you wish to look at, and a lot of people are not going to be looking at the NFL much anymore because they're being really crazy and foolish, and those people make an extravagant amount of money and aren't providing any service that benefits me.
Well, they must be providing a service that benefits you because you watched them up to this point, right?
Well, yes, certainly I enjoy football. I do watch a lot of college. I do watch the local team, New Orleans Saints, but I will not purchase any NFL wear. I will not watch as often the games. It's just I can find other things to entertain myself with and hear later on. I can, again, go on the Internet and read who the winner was and who got the most yards and this, that, and the other. But I'm tired of Hollywood celebrities and other people in the entertainment world telling me how I'm supposed to be listening to them because they're just expert on everything when actually they're not very.
Yeah, so
sorry?
Hollywood's been doing this for a while, right? So let's call it 15 or 20 years. Have your viewing habits really changed because of the crappy opinions of, you know, actors and actresses that are out there. I mean, Susan Sarandon's been doing this for a while now. and, you know, I'm with you. Like, there are actors who, you know, at some point or another, I'm like, I just don't like you quite as much as I did previously after hearing you open your yakker. So, I mean, I hear you, but at the same time, it doesn't affect my viewing habits. If it turns out that, I don't know, John Goodman, I like him, right? You know, Denzel Washington, I like him. If it turns out that these guys come down and they say something I don't like, then I probably won't change my viewing habits surrounding those actors.
Meaning if they're going to be in a movie that's coming up that looks attractive to you, you're not going to say no to
right.
it.
It's not going to change my viewing habits.
I don't see how that's different than any other product. People seem to care disproportionately about the actors that are in the films they watch. Like, why is that different? I don't go and try to find out who made the bricks at the house I live in, and whether or not they're a Republican or a Democrat. Like, it just doesn't seem particularly relevant.
What'd Starbucks do to you now?
Well, actually, to be exact, you'll have to take my word for it. It's out there in the media, in that wonderful media love. But Starbucks, the last couple of years, their profit margin has been way down, and it's mainly because the former CEO said he was going to attack the conservative movement because he doesn't like the right and he doesn't like conservatism and all that sort of thing. So it is a definite fact they've not been making the money the last 2 years.
But that's not news.
I'm not sure why people were surprised that Starbucks is a leftist company. Like, that seemed pretty...
Yeah,
it's like the same people who were surprised that Chick-fil-A was a conservative company. Like, well,
they're closed
yeah.
on Sundays, and it's like they
I
put
mean,
it on
like,
their...
I mean, like, Starbucks is pretty clear... They don't hide it. They're pretty clearly leftist.
Right. I am a highly damaged individual who, by my Christian upbringing, I hate that stuff. But I love Chick-fil-A.
We were just eating it tonight.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? This Chick-fil-A has gay purines, though.
That's
so
true.
I feel like that at least cancels it out.
But it doesn't matter to me. I went to Chick-fil-A's that are probably owned by evangelical nut jobs, and they just
chicken,
have
man.
The best chicken.
Yeah, you just can't say no to it. Hey, Livewire, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And I'm sorry, I'm pretty sure most people knew that Starbucks was run by, you know, a lefty far beyond 2 years ago. And to be able
to... I mean, it's a coffee shop. There's not a whole lot of family coffee shops.
Right, not a whole lot of evangelical Christian-run coffee shops.
I think things are changing for coffee shops, but we can't attribute to what it's to.
No,
we don't know.
Definitely not. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450, free like freedom. You join us here. More about the old media's deaths coming up. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have Skype. You can Skype on in here. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, we're asking for your help. If you're one of our podcast listeners and you're listening, let's say you're downloading the podcast via iTunes, where they have ratings that you can leave for the shows that you listen to, we are requesting that you leave us a rating. You know, whatever you honestly think about the show, just leave that rating. There's, I believe, a star rating method and a review that you could possibly leave as well as an option. So if you have the time to, write a couple sentences in the review, please do that for us. And if all you have time for is to just, click 4 or 5 stars or whatever, then do that too. Because any amount of effort that you put in helps us attract new listeners, because better ratings and more ratings makes it more likely, as I understand it, for iTunes to show us as an option to people out there who might be looking for something to listen to. So please take a moment and rate and review Free Talk Live. If you don't use iTunes, you're on Stitcher or one of the other platforms that allows for reviews and ratings, please rate us there. We certainly do appreciate that. We're talking about the new media and the old media, the death throes that the old media companies are finding themselves in here and desperately trying to escape from as they, you know, attempt to compete with the new internet competitors. And I guess we can't really call YouTube new. It's been around for more than a decade at this point. Seasoned, I guess, internet competitors.
It's new compared to Comcast.
No doubt about it. And so you're welcome to comment here. We were sharing a story about cord cutters increasing at a much faster clip than was initially predicted. eMarketer did a study saying that it looks like the cord cutters number in the United States is going to be up 33% from last year. And that is a tremendous jump from 16.7 million people, U.S. adults, in 2016 to 22.2 million is the estimated number for the end of 2017. They're saying that that is much higher, much faster than what they were expecting. And then you add to that the cord nevers, like me and Melanie. Mark, you're a cord cutter. You previously had subscribed to satellite television. You no longer do. Melanie and I are people who've never subscribed to pay television services. They say here that by 2021, the number of cord cutters will equal the number of people who've never had paid television, which at that time they estimate will be 81 million U.S. adults, at about 30% of American adults would not have paid television at that point, according to their revised numbers. And there is a caveat, however. eMarketer's estimates for pay TV viewers do not include virtual internet TV services like Dish Network's Sling TV or AT&T's DirecTV Now, Hulu's live TV service, or YouTube TV. And these are different methods for, I guess, the traditional live programmed television channels to be delivered over the internet instead of through a cable connection to these other services.
I got the Fox feed when Hurricane Irma was going through and threatening, you know, the place where my family lives, that sort of thing. I was keeping a good eye on what was going on there. And one of the one of the live feeds on YouTube that was available at the time was Fox News.
Was it just somebody streaming Fox on their channel?
I don't think that's the case, no.
So it was officially Fox streaming on their official channel?
Yes, that was the name that was on it, yeah.
Interesting.
So they were streaming something live. I can't speak to, you know, the business behind it or anything like that, but, you know, I tuned in. You know, I found the local news down there more useful, so I usually tuned into the Fort Myers affiliate or the Tampa affiliate.
Industry analysts say over-the-top television subscription services so far have not offset declines in traditional pay television. Again, remember, over-the-top is the term, the industry term for delivery of video service, not through pay television, not through satellite, not through cable, so things like Hulu or DirecTV Now. Anyway, moreover, the cheaper OTT packages typically include fewer channels, so the growth of skinny TV bundles implies net household losses for many cable networks. Seeing the writing on this wall, several TV programmers have launched or are prepping direct-to-consumer streaming services themselves. CBS in 2014 launched All Access, while Disney has set early 2018 for the debut of a no-cable-needed ESPN OTT package, although it will exclude NFL and NBA games. In addition, five media companies, A&E Networks, Viacom, Discovery, Scripps Networks Interactive, and AMC, reportedly have joined forces to create a non-sports streaming bundle of cable programming to be priced at under $20 per month. For the TV business, there's another worrisome trend, however, and that is that people are watching less traditional television. For the first time in 2017, average TV viewing in the United States is expected to drop below 4 hours per day. For the first time in U.S. television history, it's going to go below 4 hours per day.
Well, that's way too much TV anyway. That's insane.
I agree with you. But this comes back to
that's half as long as you work if you have one of those fake jobs that magically only has 8 hours a day.
Right. And this comes back to the discussion we were having earlier where you just could not envision why somebody would schedule their life around their favorite television show. Just did not resonate with you at all. But as I explained, for a lot of people in America, television is their hobby. This is the thing that they do. It's the thing that they can
relate. Kind of a hobby. You just literally just sit there.
Well, it's a lame hobby on the list of hobbies. I mean, it doesn't require any kind of skill or, you know, anything more than just interest or the willingness to sit and watch something. But ultimately, that's the reality. And we're still talking about 200 million people in the U.S. that engage in this hobby. And now, you know, do all of them put 4 hours a day into it? No, but a lot of them do. And that's why.
But that's an average.
Right.
So that means that there's.
Somebody's doing 8 hours.
Yeah.
Somebody's doing seven. Somebody's doing six. And that is a big habit. And I agree with you. People, you know, ideally should find more productive hobbies, things that are more enriching to them. But television's something that people can at least feel like they relate to one another about, right? So the awkward water cooler conversations at work, if you have a water cooler and a place to go and work, a lot of times people are going to be talking about what they saw on television last night, usually.
That's even a better reason to not know what's going on, because then people won't talk to you.
Yes, I think most people do want to feel like they can relate to other human beings, because that's kind of a social thing. People are interested in being socially acceptable. And so if you can talk to another person about their favorite television show, it feels like you're making a meaningful connection to somebody.
It does not feel like that. It feels annoying and Like, no, if you, I got a problem talking to people, but talk about something real. It doesn't even have to be something I care about, but, like, not, no, just not.
What about sports?
That's
real. Sports is real.
It's real, and it's not imaginary, but no, it's not important of whatsoever.
Okay, so what important things do you think people should be talking about?
I mean, I personally think that people should be talking about overthrowing the state, but if that's not your thing, there's plenty of other things to talk about.
Lots of entertainment.
Physics, curing cancer, whatever.
Well, hold on. So I don't get to see a lot of TV. I get to see more movies, and movies and television today, I'm going to make this statement, are simply becoming more what I would call, at the very least, anti-authoritarian if they're not liberty-oriented, and I'll take it. Right? You know, the idea that the individual is paramount, that, you know, that the, you know, whoever's in the government can't be trusted.
Hold on. Are you sure that you're just not seeing those themes now more clearly because of your viewpoint?
Why don't you go back and watch some television from the 80s?
Well, I mean, I watched it when I was growing up, but obviously it didn't.
It's all cop shows back then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They still have cop shows today.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Which ones?
CSI.
Cops.
CSI, yep. They've got that whole CSI series. It has a much older demographic than the others. But, you know, and I can't speak to that a great deal. I don't, you know, I've seen some of that stuff. It doesn't
CSI,
seem all in
like,
order.
CSI screws people over directly and people who aren't even watching the show.
How is that?
Because people go and watch CSI and believe all this ridiculous pseudoscience,
okay.
And then they get jury subpoenas, and they're like, well, the defendant didn't show me his FBI profile. Like, he
well,
didn't have
an
FBI profile.
Matched, right? The hair's matched, so therefore murder.
They're both brown. He must have done it.
Yeah. Look, I get what you're saying, Mark, and I want to believe that what you're saying is true.
I truly believe it.
But I don't know. And if you want to comment, maybe you are a regular TV watcher, because as you said, Mark, you're not a regular TV watcher. But if you want to comment on whether Mark's onto something here, are plot lines and characters more likely to be pro-individualism, pro-freedom?
All you have to do is talk about Game of Thrones. Here is an entire show about how rulers are corrupt.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing. They're all corrupt.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what people are getting out of Game of Thrones.
I don't see how they're not getting
people it. Get different things out of art. That's the thing. So, if you know liberty, you understand the ideas that we, you know, we grasp, you're going to see those things in places that other people don't. They're going to see a different message. They're going to see just a cool show where people get hacked up with swords and there's boobs, you know, or sex or whatever. And that's why a lot of people watch Game of Thrones. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.